All right, let's move on to the world of sports and talk about the team with the best record in baseball that's on the verge of winning its third American League Eastern Division title in a row. The Red Sox couldn't get it done last night. They lost to the Yankees in New York, but they have another chance tonight with David Price on the mound. If they win, they get their ticket stamped and head into the postseason as the team to beat. For our weekly talk about things, all things sports, we're joined by Radio Boston producer and resident sports guru Chris Sitterick. Hey, Chris.
How's it going, Anthony? I like that guru. I'm going to have to add that to my business card.
Yeah, you got to add that to your card. So we thought we were going to get the champagne party last night. It didn't happen. The Sox were ahead for most of the game. What happened?
Well, the same thing that's pretty much dogged this team all year, and that's the bullpen. The starter, Nathan Eovaldi, gave them six shutout innings, two-hit baseball. They're up 1-0 heading into the seventh, and Alex Cora calls on Brandon Workman. He comes in, struggles with his control, can't find the strike zone, walks two batters, and then with two men on, Ryan Brazier gets the call. He's facing Yankees' Neil Walker, and that led to this.
Hicks at second, Sanchez is at first with one out. That one's drilled deep to right. There it goes! A three-run home run for Walker, and the Yankees take the lead.
And there was no doubt about that one off the bat. He hit an absolute moonball to right field.
You could even hear it there on the audio.
Yeah, he just drops the bat and stands there and admires it for a minute, too. Huh. The Yankees actually did their best to give the game back to the Sox, had a couple of shots at a game-ending double play in the ninth. They end up giving up a run, but eventually they get it done and topple the Sox 3-2.
So, again, the game comes down to pitching struggles. What's up with this bullpen, and I guess how big a concern going into the postseason?
A big concern. This has been a problem all year for this team. Everybody's talked about it as this team's Achilles heel. People were shocked that Dave Dombrowski did not make a move at the July 31st
the general
trade
manager,
deadline.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. The Sox relievers right now have a major league leading 5 blown saves in September and 12 blown saves since the All-Star break, which is tied for worst in the league. They've also had some injuries in the bullpen. Matt Barnes is the latest. He's been sidelined with hip inflammation. He's actually expected to throw a bullpen session tonight if all goes well. He could be back as soon as early next week. The team manager, Alex Cora, said after the game last night that he's confident this bullpen will get back its mojo.
When we get healthy, we get everybody healthy, we should be fine.
Oh, yeah, that convinces me.
Nothing to see
nothing
here.
To worry about.
Yeah, oh, he actually even went on to name the guys that he trusts, Barnes, Brazier, and Kimbrell. Now, Kimbrell's their closer in the ninth, as good as it gets, but it's the seventh and eighth innings that's been the problem for this team, those bridge guys. And Barnes and Brazier obviously blew the save last night. That's his second blown save. And you've got Barnes coming back. He is traditionally a terrible second-half player. He was so bad last year in September, he didn't even make the postseason roster. And he's been pretty much just as bad the second half this year. He's got an ERA of over 6 in 17 outings in the second half.
Oh, boy. So David Price is on the mound tonight. He hasn't had great success at Yankee Stadium. Do you think that's an understatement, right?
That's putting it lightly, yeah.
So what do you think? Can he get it done tonight?
Well, that's the big question. That's the big knock on Price, obviously, is that he struggles in big games and big moments. That includes postseason and also end of the regular season. So he's 0-5 with an ERA over 10 runs at Yankee Stadium since joining the Sox. And his last start there was July 1st. He only went 3 1/3 innings, gave up 8 runs on 9 hits. Pretty brutal. But he's been stellar the second half, 5-0 with an ERA of just over 1.5 since the All-Star break. A lot of pressure, a lot of eyes will be on him tonight. We'll see if he can deliver.
Oh, boy. I got to ask you really quickly, we only have about a minute left here, about Kaepernick. The quarterback, of course, Colin Kaepernick, the NFL quarterback who began the whole taking a knee protest during the national anthem thing. So in North Smithfield, Rhode Island, Monday night, the town council there passed a proposal asking that all town departments stop buying Nike products in opposition to the company's new Kaepernick campaign. Really? What's going on here?
Well, we said that last week in this segment that this story is not going anywhere, and this is just kind of the latest example of that. As much as the NFL wishes that this would just go away and people would talk about football, I think it's on people's mind. And if you heard any of the audio from that meeting, there are some passionate feelings on both sides. You had one person on behalf of the resolution saying that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization. You had other people saying that the resolution was downright racist. The ACLU said that it was shameful. Bottom line, this is just the latest peg in the story, and I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
Wow. All right. Radio Boston's Chris Sitterick bringing us up to date with the world of sports. Chris, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And tomorrow on the show, by the way, speaking of sports, we're going to be talking to New York Times journalist Mark Leibovich about his new book, which dives deep into the NFL. It's called Big Game, The NFL in Dangerous Times. So that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.